program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad at all here. A little bit of drifting in some places over the last 24 hours. Didn't really expect that after that little bit of thaw we had the other day, but we're seeing a few late starts, delays, and things like that. Some of the schools, especially to the north of us here this morning.
Yeah, there's a few that are running a little bit late here this morning. That includes Audubon and Charter Oak Ute. They're running 2 hours late here this morning, and both of those school districts had early outs scheduled, so they won't have those for their professional development today. So they'll start late and end at regular time. Coon Rapids Baird has a 2 hour late start, and Elkhorn Kimbleton and Exira with a 2 hour late start as well. And West Central Valley, they'll be going on time, but their buses will just run on the hard service roads only here this morning.
Yeah, you might be scratching your head wondering how in the world that could be, but we saw some of that right out here outside our window too. Some of the snow that built up over the last 24 hours blowing across the road. You know, not necessarily blocking the road, but I wouldn't want to hit that at full speed.
Yeah, there's some slick spots out there for sure.
And there's some spots like that around the region, too, this morning. So, yeah, you might travel a few miles and it might be nice, but all of a sudden you might hit one of those drift areas and it doesn't take much to knock you sideways, does it? So be careful out there if you're traveling this morning and be aware of those that short list this morning of some late starts area schools. Brett's in with us this morning. You had no problems.
I didn't have any problem at all this morning.
Great. Of course, you're going east and west.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the north-south roads that are drifting.
Yep.
Not too bad. Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Now is the time to start thinking about a new air conditioner for the summer coming up. Most 15- to 20-year-old units out there are only 6 to 8 SEER for efficiency. With the new units, 13 SEER or better ratings, you can get your air conditioning energy costs cut more than in half. Lennox offers a broad range of air conditioners and air-to-air heat pumps that will amaze you with the savings that can be yours. In most areas, there are also rebates available for high-efficiency cooling and heating products from Lennox. Camlin Plumbing and Heating, always there on the cutting edge in technology and service. In Atlantic, 243-1512, and in Harlan, 755-3286.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, for the last several weeks now, we've been having folks call, stop by, what have you, to get signed up for our Branson trip coming up June 11th through the 14th here at KJAN. As we have the last 3 years, we'll be taking a couple of big motor coaches down to Branson to have a couple or a few days of good fun. In the sun, the weather's usually nice while we're down there. Hopefully it's that way again this year. And we've had some great response so far. We've had, I think we have 78 folks signed up now for the trip. Now, we can accommodate up to 100. We've never taken 100. We've usually been somewhere around 75 to 90 or so. But we can accommodate up to 100 with the buses. And we still have time for you to get out and get yourself signed up. In fact, we put together kind of an incentive to get folks to sign up as early as we could. And that was by offering some discounted rates. And the rates are actually pretty doggone good. In fact, I'm not sure it's gone up much of anything from last year's rate. We were able to do some creative things and try to keep the rate as close as we could to last year. So those folks who've gone with us in the past will realize that they're still getting a great deal by hopping on the bus and going with us. And I know, Chris, you got those prices right there in front of you.
Yeah, it's for most people go double occupancy, and that's $460 per person if you go that route. It's $580 if you're going on a single trip on your own there. If you're doing a three to a room, it's $425 per person and $410 per person for a quadruple occupancy.
Yeah, so pretty good rate for a 4-day trip. When you think about all you're going to get, it's a 4-day trip. You're going to pay, well, do the math. If you say you're doing the double occupancy thing, you know, you're doing, what, about $115 a day is the cost. Now, for that $115 a day, that includes your transportation all the way down and back. Good luck spending $115 on gas going down and back. You'd have a hard time doing that. Mm-hmm. But, in addition to that, you're going to get all the show tickets are provided. All your food is going to be provided while we're there as well. All of our transportation around to the different places, plus your hotel accommodations and things all provided. $115 a day. It's tough to find hotel accommodations that are real decent for that.
I don't think you could do it on your own for that.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good price when you break it all down and take a look at what you're doing. Well, we've been offering that discounted rate as an early sign-up incentive for folks, and that was meant to get folks signed up by this Friday, March 15th. And then we will take sign-ups up until April 1st. So after March 15th, you would have 2 more weeks to get in there. But you know what? We're feeling generous. I don't see any reason to punish people for signing up late, do you? Yeah.
No, we're nice people.
There's really no reason to do that, although it really wouldn't be a punishment. We'd just be knocking the price up to what the actual would have been before we discounted the price. You know what? We've decided we're just going to go ahead. We're still going to have the April 1st deadline. That'll be the drop-dead date. After that, we can't accept anyone else. We have to get things taken care of. We have to get the numbers in. But we've decided that, you know, we're not going to raise the rate after March 15th. So if you've been thinking about the trip, and are still kind of pressuring yourself because you're trying to figure out the dates and times and getting your schedule all worked out and stuff, you know what? We'll forgive you that extra couple of weeks to figure this out yet. If you want to sign up after March 15th, you can still get the same discounted rate. We're not going to change the rate. We're just going to leave it where it is because, well, we've had such good sign-up anyway so far. Had such good response. So hopefully we'll get many more folks on there. We have a lot of great sponsors that are helping us make this trip very, very reasonably priced. You know, if you're wondering how we can do this at such a reasonable rate, we've had a number of people who've come in here this year and folks who've gone with us in the past who ask us, you know, how do you keep the rate so low? Because we've done other tours like this, and it's nowhere near this price. Well, the reason is because we have a lot of great sponsors that jump on board. We give them a great deal on some advertising opportunities, and in return, that helps to offset some of the cost to you so that you don't have to pay 100% of what it costs to head down to Branson. So, yeah, it works out real well, and we've got some pretty good stuff lined up for you again here this year. We've kind of talked about some of these things, and you can see it online, too, if you want to see more and learn more about that, because you can't catch everything that we talk about and jot everything down in notes. But if you go to our contest and promotions page on our website at KJAN.com, you'll see kind of a rundown of some of the things. We kind of have a summary there. And there's also a clickable link there, too, where you can pop open the PDF file of the actual itinerary that we'll be using for the trip as well. That's what I have in my hand right now as we talk about these things. So, yeah, you can actually see the itinerary, and we like to highlight some of the things that we'll be doing. The itinerary is just that. It's a listing of where you're supposed to be at every particular time and when we're leaving. But I do like to highlight in yellow the things that we'll be doing, the places where we're going to be eating, the shows that we'll be seeing. It's a little bit easier for folks to kind of get through all the mumbo-jumbo in there about the where you're supposed to be and when and stuff, get right down to the brass tacks there and find out exactly what we're doing. So it should be a lot of fun. We've got shows lined up with the Presley's Jubilee Show, Pierce Arrow, Shoji Tabuchi, also the 12 Irish Tenors. Those are all the shows that we'll be seeing while we're down there. They're all very popular shows, in some cases shows that have been around Branson for a very long time. Some of the folks that are going with us have actually seen all these shows before, but loved them so much they're going back again. I don't know how you could have a bad time in Branson, Missouri.
No, there's there's nothing bad about the trip. It's pretty carefree, and you just go and enjoy yourself.
You bet. We'll also be stopping by places like Montana Mike's Steakhouse to eat. We'll be eating lunch at the Keter Center at the College of the Ozarks. Had a great plated lunch that they prepared specially for us last year, and we'll be doing that again. Wow, couldn't pass that up again. That's good stuff. We'll also be eating at Charlie's Steak, Ribs, and Ale. Again, all three of my favorite food groups, all covered right there. Charlie's Ribs, Steak, and Ale. And then we'll also be stopping by, too, on a boat. We'll be eating out on the boat again this year. Actually, last year we just went out on a short tour. This year we'll have a little bit longer trip out on the river in a private boat that we've secured. And then we're also going to provide lunch as part of that cruise as well. So that'll be catered on board. So we should have a pretty good midday on that second day that we head down to Branson. Again, the dates are June 11th through the 14th. We leave on a Tuesday morning and we come back on a Friday. So we'll have a lot of stuff packed into a good little short period of time while we're down there, and we hope you get a chance to join us. But again, the big news today is that we are going to forget about the regular rate. The deadline for the discounted rate was supposed to be this Friday, March 15th, but we can take signups up until April 1st. That's when we have to get everything settled up with the tour company to get everything organized. But we had planned on forgetting about that discounted rate for the last couple of weeks. We're trying to get folks to sign up early. Well, we've had such great response so far, we've just decided that we're just going to go ahead and offer that same discounted rate all the way up through April 1st. So you still have plenty of time. Now, of course, again, now there is limited space. We can only take, like I said, we're at 78 right now, which is fine. We're plenty happy going with that. That's about what we've had in the past. However, we can take up to 100 people. So, you know, if we turn around and get the, say, 22 people wander in yet this week and say, hey, I want to go, and you come in next week, I'm sorry, we can't accommodate you. We're not going to add a third bus. So that's all we have. So space is limited. So if you've been thinking about doing that and trying to work out schedules and what have you, you might want to get after that here before time runs out on you here. But again, no pressure to make that decision yet this week to save that extra money. You can if you want to get in and get your name on the list. But just call Stacy or stop by and see Stacy at the front desk, and she'll get you all the information you need and get you signed up. We do need payment when you register, so make sure you bring a check or cash with you to sign up and get yourself on the bus. And then get ready to have some fun, because we will.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to somebody who's gone in the past.
Yeah, they'll tell you.
There's a reason they keep coming
they
back.
They won't hesitate to tell you.
Yeah, I bet at least half the buses or half the sign-ups so far this year, people have gone with us in the past. They, you know, they keep coming back over and over again, and some folks have had some scheduling conflicts and things come up and what have you, and they always hate when that happens because they enjoy coming. And we like to keep, you know, mostly the same people if they go year after year. We like to keep them on the same bus with a lot of the same people again, too, because you've made a lot of friends by doing this, too. So, yeah, we have a good time with that. So
yeah, usually by the time a couple of months rolls around after the trip, you're already getting questions. Hey, you're going to do that again next year?
Yeah. Usually when they're getting off the bus, they're asking, are we doing it again? Sign me up. All right. So, yeah, make sure you get signed up. We still have some space. Not a lot, but we still have some space. But we're just going to go ahead and extend that discounted rate out until April 1st. So good news for you. That's our St. Patty's Day gift to you, I guess. Let's just call it that. Save a little green.
Look at the Irish.
Yeah, not a bad deal. You don't have to be Irish to get the deal either. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
95 years of business gives you the confidence you need in service company. Camlin Plumbing and Heating, started in 1918, has served this area with quality products, expedient service, exceptionally trained technicians, and with fair prices. We pride ourselves in the quality and giving of the best value for the dollar. We have accumulated the top lines in the industry like Lennox, Kohler, Delta, Aquatic, and Gerber, and many more. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has always insisted our technicians keep you informed on what they are doing and what they have done when they finished. We are a fully insured and bonded company that knows what you need for that feeling of security. Nobody else in the area can respond as quickly as we can, and nobody else in the area has the emergency service in place that is needed at those most inopportune times. Camlin Plumbing and Heating should be your first choice for a mechanical service company. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, and in Harlan, call 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes from Martin Luther King. Everything that we see is a shadow cast by that which we don't see.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, stop on by and get yourself signed up. Again, June 11th through the 14th. We're heading off to Branson, Missouri once again this year, and got great rates for you. So stop on by and get yourself on the bus. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.